بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين. عمر ابن عبد العزيز grew up for some part of his life after living in Medina. He lived with his father in Egypt. His father عبد العزيز ابن مروان at the time was the leader of Egypt. Imagine a very honorable position. Now one of the Egyptians came to Umar ibn Abdulaziz's father, Abdulaziz ibn Marwan, and insulted him heavily with very harsh words and harsh language and excessive volume. He turned to Abdulaziz ibn Marwan and told him, "You can't even speak proper Arabic. You don't even have a good grammatical understanding and a good command of the Arabic language." Now Abdulaziz was of course upset, but he didn't let the comment cause him to respond in anger and respond with harshness. He smiled and he says, "May Allah reward you. Thank you for making clear to me a fault within me." And he went and isolated himself for 30 consecutive days, vowing to not come out until he has a better command of the Arabic language. And he studied the grammatical structure of the Arabic language for 30 consecutive days, the Nahw, the Balagh, all of this. And he came out 30 days later with a beautiful command and a much better understanding of the Arabic language. And even the best of grammatical experts at the time really recognized the change that he's made. Now, very interestingly, his son, Umar ibn Abdulaziz, he was very, very motivated by that. He saw his father continuously working hard for 30 days. So he turned to his father and he says, "My dad, you have inspired me. I'm really proud of what you have done. And you've inspired me to go back to Medina to learn more and more and more." And interestingly, he said to his mom, "Mom, inna li nafs tawaqa. Oh my mom, I have a very aspiration. I have a lot of aspirations. Myself, I'm always motivated to get better and better and better. Whatever I achieve, I want to achieve more and more and more." And he said to his mom, "Mom, one day I want to be like my grandfather. I want to be like Umar ibn al-Khattab. I want to be the Khalifa." So as a young boy, he had a dream and his father motivated him to work hard. He went back to Medina to study more and more and more. And again, it was the action of his father that motivated that young son to do that. So remember, your actions are going to speak much louder than your words. And that simple act of dedication, when his son or daughter sees that, it could be the motivation for them to really pursue something beautiful and to become something great. Speak through your actions, enjoy Ramadan, and allow this Ramadan to be full of speech, but speech through action. Jazakumullah khair, barakallahu feekum, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.